The American soldier accused of murdering 16 Afghan civilians has met his lawyers face-to-face for the first time and reportedly told them he has no memory of the incident. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is now being held in solitary confinement at a military prison in the US state of Kansas. His wife has issued a statement saying she doesn't know what motivated her husband and she's asked for public understanding. The 38-year-old hasn't been charged yet, but his actions have dealt a serious blow to the already shaky relations between the US and Afghanistan and threatened to derail the war strategy. His lawyers are blaming post-traumatic stress syndrome, and the case has renewed concern about the mental health of American soldiers on repeated deployments. Stephanie Kennedy reports from Washington.
Robert Bales was on his fourth deployment to the Middle East in 10 years. He'd completed three tours of duty in Iraq. Captain Chris Alexander was Bales' platoon leader during one of those deployments.
He always kind of had a smile on his face. He was one of those guys that can just kind of joke around when during downtime, and you know, it's time to throw your body armor on and leave the wire. You know, it was all business, checking his guys, making sure they're all set up, ready to go, and get up in the hatch.
During his Iraq deployments, Sergeant Bales lost part of a foot, suffered an unspecified head injury, and saw fellow soldiers seriously wounded. His lawyer, John Henry Brown, says when it came to a fourth deployment, this time to Afghanistan, the 38-year-old father of two was reluctant to go.
He was told that he was not going to be redeployed.
And
they were, the family was counting on him not being redeployed. And so he and the family were told that his tours in the Middle East were over, and then literally overnight that changed. So I think that it would be fair to say that he and the family were not happy that he was going back.
Now questions have been raised about the sergeant's state of mind. His lawyers say if he cracked, it was because he was sent to a war he did not want to fight, had seen a friend seriously wounded just before the killings, and probably had post-traumatic stress disorder that the army failed to diagnose. If that is the case, then Robert Bales is one of over 300,000 veterans and serving soldiers diagnosed with PTSD. Professor Nancy Sherman from the Woodrow Wilson International Center is the author of The Untold War, a book on the invisible wounds soldiers carry.
Well, I think it's an important wake-up call to many of us of the pressures that go on, that soldiers feel with multiple deployments. So this individual faced four deployments. The latter he didn't want to go to and really hoped he would have been home. And I think we fail to appreciate what multiple deployments in grinding ground wars for the past decade have looked like and felt like. He went through what many go through, and that is concussive disorders, these traumatic brain injuries, some mild, some severe. He witnessed body parts being blown up that can cause post-traumatic stress. And on top of that are what I call these moral injuries. He wanted a promotion, and I'm sure he felt a kind of humiliation and shame in not getting it. And he wanted a job that was stateside, though he had been a very enthusiastic combat soldier.
How much responsibility should the military take then for sending soldiers on multiple deployments when they might end up with post-traumatic stress disorder?
They should take responsibility certainly in providing adequate care when soldiers come home, destigmatizing mental health, having follow-through in nationalized medical health programs, and reaching out to families.
In light of this case, do you think there needs to be a rethink in the military about multiple deployments?
Absolutely. And there is a rethink. I'd be very surprised if we see ground wars of this sort in the next decade. I think there'll be many more surgical strikes, use of drones, special forces. But I think there's also going to be rethink of counterinsurgency operations that make soldiers very vulnerable to invisible enemies and to having to deal with mixed roles of population, pacification, stability operation, and fighting.
Professor Nancy Sherman from the Woodrow Wilson International Center, Stephanie Kennedy with that report.